filizi e fascenti. The weaving of vegetable fibres has always been traditional in the province of Trapani. It wasn't a real trade as such. Men and women did it in their free time, often while they were chatting around a hearth. A typical plant used in weaving is the African oil palm, called Jumara in Sicilian. Its leaves are picked and dried in the sun. Before processing, they're wetted to prevent them from splitting. And to give greater consistency and resistance to the weave, the leaves are worked in four or five at a time. And this work requires great dexterity that comes with experience. A typical product of weaving is, for instance, the coffa, a bag used to contain various objects that's carried while working in the fields. It's made by stitching a long plait of fibre a few centimetres thick. Stitching is done from the inside and the fibres fit into one another perfectly. Hats or brooms can be made with jumara leaves. Other typical products are the fascetti, the narrow, deep containers used to contain ricotta, placentini, used for tuma, and ntumaturi, to keep the cheeses. For the fascetta, for instance, weaving is done by working around a solid cylinder that serves to shape the bag. Horizontal stems are then made to pass around the warp consisting of vertical stems starting from the bottom. These products are produced from rushes, a water plant growing primarily in damp areas. Its thread-like leaves are often collected near the rivers in June or July and made to dry. Also in this case, before washing the leaves, they are wetted. Quick, expert hands like the ones that you can see take about 3 to 4 hours to produce one of these objects.